7 o'clock, Dennis Nakata, News Talk 590, KUGN. Last time I checked, it's Wednesday, right? Wednesday?
Yes, oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday it is. Give me a great big what's up?
What's up?
There we go. Is it Shannon Santiago? Did I get the name right?
It's Channon.
Channon. I'll have to spell that out. Okay, Channon Santiago, Cultural Services, City of Eugene, in the hot seat to talk about Light Up Downtown. It's happening Friday. First off, good morning. Thank you for the big what's up. And tell me about Friday. Why? What's happening and why is it important?
Well, thanks, Dennis, for having us here, having me. So Friday is Light Up Downtown. It starts at 5 p.m. until about 7:15 p.m. And then the festivities will then spill over into Kesey Square.
Right.
So the idea is to light up downtown, including park blocks. So on Friday, we have some wonderful programming, music, dance performances. We also have just tons of activities for children and for, you know, adults. So it's very multi-generational. We have Eagle Warming Drive, which will, we are
collecting
socks.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
Yes.
Exactly, yeah.
So we're collecting socks and foot and hand warmers to support the more vulnerable population in our community as it gets colder. So we are inviting all, you know, all of our community to come and bring in socks, new socks, and some hand and foot warmers. And we also have other partners that we're working with during this event.
I love the fact that you are using the park blocks as an anchor, so to speak, to gather everybody there, and then you can filter them over to Kesey Square. This event is important for Eugene because...
Because it brings the community together in gratitude to celebrate light and community within, you know, the darkest times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We also, you know, there's a service component to this where we, you know, are doing the Eagle Warming Drive and really highlighting some of our awesome community organizations that support our community. So it's great because we are, you know, we're supporting our community and we're just bringing everybody together to celebrate and to come together in gratitude because we're really fortunate to be here in this community.
Can you, in 30 seconds, tell me why cultural services and the arts are so important? Why we should not sweep them pretty much under the rug?
Ooh, that's a really big question. But ultimately, the arts and culture really invigorate a community. It brings a community together. It crosses and crosses barriers and builds bridges. You know, art is everything. If you look around, everything you see is designed and created by artists and designers. So I am really proud to be part of an organization that is really focusing on bringing the arts and culture into Eugene to really build a resilient creative community.
Channon Santiago. Closer, right?
Yes, you got it this time.
Oh, I got it this time. Hey, guess what? It's What's Up Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN. Have a great event Friday night, okay?
Thank you. I hope I see you.
Absolutely.